Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend of talking about your favorite thing. Mortgages.
Woohoo!
We are the most interesting people in the world.
That's probably true.
More interesting than the Dos Equis guy.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves sitting next to the mortgage person.
Well, I don't know if that's true. Talking about their job.
Yeah. Well, you're actually thinking about it now, Tress.
Well, I am.
You don't seem too enthused.
I don't.
Well, then we don't have to do it all day long. We'll just do it for the next hour. Until 9 o'clock every Saturday, 8 to 9 in the morning, the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show is here to bring you all the information you're looking for this year's home purchase, refinance, home equity loan. You want to refinance, get cash out, we have those. You want to get a reverse mortgage, we have those. A VA loan, an FHA loan, a conventional loan, jumbo loans, USDA loans. And then that's it.
We got them.
We got all those. And we're happy to share with you this weekend your home loan situation. If you think about buying a home, hey, you have a full hour to send in your income. How much money do you make per year? What's your credit score? And how much of a down payment are you going to put in? And we can tell you how much home you might be able to afford. It's real simple. Just text us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. That's the text line. When you get that text in, we will answer your questions. You can also say, hey, I want to get cash out of my house. Here's how much my home is worth. Here's how much I owe on it. Here's my credit score. And we can let you know, hey, let us know what your current rate is, too. We'll be able to let you know how much money you might be able to get out of that house, how much debt you might be able to pay off if you're looking at debt. Now, I know this. I've seen tens of thousands of credit reports and applications, and people have debt. And so It's part of the world. It's part of the world we live in. I was talking last week. We're here with Tress Collins and Bob Bolt. I didn't even share that yet. Now they know you're here.
Good morning,
the
everybody.
The texts are going to light up.
Thanks for remembering me, Kevin.
Yeah.
So the texts can start coming in anytime you want to, and then Tress will ask the questions. We'll answer them here for you. I was talking about this person. You and I were talking last week, and we were talking about someone that said they left their last company because they found out that their company had to borrow money to make payroll.
That's right.
And I said, but that's how 80% of corporations work.
Welcome to the world.
I mean, and then you look at the Ubers of the world who are losing billions per year, and they're still in business because they borrowed money to start their company. And people who start companies typically borrow money. And typically, if you make a sale, sometimes that income doesn't come in for 3 months, right? And so you're borrowing on the payroll, or you're borrowing on the revenue that's supposed to be coming in. That's how a lot of companies work. And then I got to thinking about it. This person said they left their company because they found out that their company had to borrow money to make payroll. And I said, but does that mean kids should leave their parents because they had to borrow money to buy a house? Does that mean kids that your parents had to use a credit card to buy something at the store because they're still waiting for their paycheck to come in? It's how the world works. So you might be out there thinking, you know, I have debt. I have all this debt, and it's not a good thing. Well, it may not be a good thing, and it may not make you feel good, but you know what? How much you're paying in the interest on your debt does have an impact.
Absolutely.
And if your interest in your credit card is 20% and 21% and 23%, but you might be able to get a cash back refinance or a home equity loan, and that rate might be 80% less than the rate you're paying now, well, instead of just paying all that interest to someone else, how about paying it to yourself in the form of putting it back in your pocket? Some people with $20,000 of credit card debt are saving $500 and $600 every month. Right. And if you look at 20% on 20,000, that's $4,000 a year you're paying in interest to credit cards. $333 a month. That's a lot. That's a lot of money that you're paying on credit cards now on interest. What if you could reduce that from 20% down to 4%? Now, 4% is $800 a year versus $4,000 a year. You might be able to save several hundred dollars in interest every month on your current debt you're paying. And you might be able to pay that over a term that you can safely have a better, comfortable cash flow for you and your family.
You know, the cash flow and cash outs, Kevin, an example, I have I had a borrower that needed about $20,000 of cash for home improvement. He had $20,000 of car payment, credit cards he wanted to pay off. In doing so, his mortgage payment in our cash out refinance, his mortgage payment was going to go up $300 a month versus what he was paying before, but we were paying off $1,500 a month in debt payments he no longer has to make.
Okay, so his payment was going up $300, but he got rid of $1,500. So for everyone driving around out there that doesn't want to pull over and do all the math, that's $1,200 a month savings that they can apply now to their mortgage.
Right.
They can apply that to their mortgage, and in a year and a half, they've paid off that $20,000, but they still have $1,200 a month of cash flow that they didn't have before.
Exactly.
So many of you, with the rates being as low as they are right now, and they've come back nicely the last couple of days. They had blipped up in the middle of the week, and they've come back nicely. You have an opportunity to get that savings for yourself right now on a cash back refinance or a refinance. We have some of the, and not only that, we lowered our home purchase rates this week. TexasLending.com on Monday lowered our home purchase rates. We lowered our home purchase rates. When I say we lowered, we decided to take less margin because why? We want to be able to say to you, we have one of the lowest purchase rates in the state of Texas.
And
when you call us, you'll have one of the lowest purchase rates in the state of Texas. We are beating builders. We are beating other corporations that have already got a quote. If you already have a quote from a mortgage company, we just got done saying how much interest can save you a lot of money. The average purchase contract we have, the average loan amount we're writing right now for purchases is about $260,000. A half a percent lower interest rate is going to save you $100 a month on that home purchase. $100 every month. Now, do that over 10 years. It's 120 payments, right? So you can make all kinds of savings. That $100 is $12,000 in savings over the next 10 years. But just because someone referred you to somebody doesn't mean you got to take what they're slopping at you. So make sure you get yourself a good low interest rate. Get yourself into a great deal with TexasLending.com, whether it be a refinance, home equity loan, or home purchase. That number, 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. Hey, if you want to refinance, let us know your current rate in this text, your current amount you owe in your home, and the value of your home. Tell us what your current rate is, the current amount you owe in your home, and the value of your home. And we'll be able to tell you how much you might be able to save with a refinance. Refinance rates are going to be different between you and your neighbor. Tress, your neighbor might come to you and say, hey, I got 3%. Here's the problem. Hey, I'm going to call and get that 3%. The problem is mortgage rates move, and they can move every 10 minutes if they want to. So if you called 10 minutes ago, your neighbor called 10 minutes ago, the rate might be different 10 minutes later because just like the stock market's going up and down, everything's electronic, the information's coming that fast.
And they don't know what that 3% cost.
Yeah, and so they don't know what their closing costs were on that. And so we are going to have a great combination of low cost, low interest rate, such that if you want us to match the cost of the other company, our rate's going to be lower. If you want to watch the mass, the rate, our closing costs are going to be lower. So it's going to be, or both, because we are out there beating people every day with one of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. Make sure you call TexasLending.com for a home purchase or one of the lowest purchase rates as well. Okay, Tress, I want to hear what's going on in your life.
Well, I have to say, typically me and my neighbors talk about homemade cinnamon rolls. We don't really talk about mortgage rates.
Well, you haven't hung out with the most interesting people in the world, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
You've never invited mortgage people over to make cinnamon rolls, or the whole conversation would change.
So you're saying you want to come over and make cinnamon rolls?
No, because I don't find cinnamon rolls very exciting, but mortgages are so exciting.
See? Tress, yeah, there you go.
Tress, we can get you a really low rate on cinnamon rolls.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I just made some last week.
You want people to love you? When you're watching that football this weekend, you just look over the person next to you and say, let's talk about mortgages.
Yeah.
And they will just...
Because I'm going to be sitting there watching football too, Kevin.
Gleam in their eye.
They'll get real excited.
To quote Jerry Jones, the bells will start ringing and they'll hear bells ringing. Hey, we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. You can go online and apply with TexasLending.com right now. We also have loan officers here this morning. The hardest working people in the mortgage business work on Saturdays because they work all week. And then they come back in on Saturday for even more. One of those people is Bob Bolt.
Yes, sir.
And Bob, you've been working with a lot of people refinancing. You said you've already locked 14 refinance loans.
Dang.
Between January 1 and now.
Actually, it was in a shorter period of time than that, but it's going great. There's with interest rates low, it's tremendous.
Hey, make sure you call TexasLending.com. Get your text in now. Tress is lonely. She wants your text so we can answer them here on the show. We want to make sure you also know that TexasLending.com is open right now at 8 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Loan officers will be here ready to call you back and answer your phone calls. And they will be here during the week, usually from about 8 till 7. Mm-hmm. Always get in touch with us. Make sure you get in touch with us now. Okay, Tress.
Kevin.
When was the last time you bought a house?
12 years ago.
You bought a home 12. So do you still have 18 years in your mortgage? Have you refinanced or did you pay it off in cash?
Refinanced once.
Refinanced once. What year was that?
Gosh, Kevin, I don't know.
See, I was
it's been a while.
Well, I was going to guess what your interest rate was because I usually know what were the rates were pretty much any given year over the last.
Kind of slept since then. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How were all of your marathons and half marathons and quarter marathons and eighth marathons, whatever you run?
5Ks. Yeah. They're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They all done?
No.
You have more coming up?
I do.
Do you run one every month?
I have been. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Got one in January. I've got one February for Valentine's. Got the pickle run in March. Do the pickle run every year with my stepdaughter.
So I have a question.
Okay.
If they made a marathon 40 miles instead of 26, let's say the first person, remember that person, the whole story about how marathons started and all this?
Yeah.
If they made marathons 40 miles instead of 26 miles, would people still do it?
Well, yeah, they actually have some marathons that are like 50 miles.
They have marathons. They have some marathons where you run all the way across continents, right?
And people still do them.
I know. And so here's something that drives me insane. Wait. I was already insane. It keeps me insane.
There you go.
It's the idea of people say, we're gonna travel. We've made it one of our bucket lists to go to every state. We're going to make sure that we step foot in every state.
Yeah.
And so I said, what if they made 15,000 states? Are you really going to go to 15,000 states? Are you going to go to every city that they create? What is the point of running 26 or 40 miles? This is my whole point. Just because they said, you know, let's go run 26 miles. Okay, let's go run. I think I'd rather eat lint and run on razor blades than have to run 20 for one to step than walk. Run 26 miles.
Have you ever run 3 miles?
Yes, I have. That was enough.
Okay.
That was enough.
Well, yeah, there you go. It's not for everyone, Kevin.
It is not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's probably a challenge.
They should put it on everyone's resume. It's just, if they run marathons, you know not to hire them in certain positions.
Why?
Because there's something unstable about that.
But there's nothing unstable about eating lint.
Yeah.
No. Someone that said, I'd rather eat lint than run 26 miles, they have a form of logic and practicality that I can get along with.
That's the mark of your insanity. Gotcha.
Let's go to every country, Tress.
Let's go to break, Kevin.
Listen, we have all the text lines open. We're ready for your calls. We're ready for your text. You can call us, too. 972-387-4600. Get your texts in. We have a couple coming in now. We'll get to right after the break. The rest of you, go to TexasHunting.com and apply now. We're coming back for more on the TexasHunting.com Mortgage and Marathon Talk on 105.3 The Fan. All right.
Great song.
This is for you, Bob.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to run any marathons.
You haven't boned up on your rush lately.
We know it's your favorite band, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Bob, you're an A&M fan.
I am a fighting Texas Aggie, yes.
Yes. Now, you just knocked out about 70% of your potential clientele, Bob. Or more.
So, no, actually, it makes me more popular. Thank
oh,
you.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they can rib you when they're called on you about your home loan. And no, I mean, no. Bob wears Texas A&M underoos, just letting everybody know. He's got his.
I'll put it this way. It's easy to put it on my hat when I've got it in my soul.
See? Gosh, listen to Bob.
Wow.
Man, you're getting deep on us right here.
Wow, okay.
Hey, you brought it up, Kevin.
I know. Marathons.
No. That's why you want to invite Bob over for football and mortgage talk.
That's
all right.
Why you want to.
All right. Let's start with some questions, Tress. But in the meantime, the rest of you, get your questions potted up at 972-387-4600, and we will answer them here on the show.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Income, $105,000. Down payment, $20,000. Credit score, 760. What's my estimated approval?
Now they make me do math on what their actual income is, which
what you wanted.
Is, I know, I know, which is about $8,700 a month. And so that person, $8,700 a month. And if I do the math correctly, that person's going to be able to afford about a $2,600 to $2,700 a month mortgage payment. That's about 33% of their income that they're – it might be – it's a little bit more – yeah, that's right about right. That's right about right.
So how much house does that come to?
$300,000? I'm going to say it's closer to $3,000 a month. Their person's going to be able to qualify for right around $3,000 a month. Mm-hmm. For what they can afford in their house payment. And for $3,000 a month, I'm going to say that they can – they can right now where the rates are. Because listen, if rates went from where they are right now, getting yourself in a 30-year mortgage between 3.5% and 4% right now on a mortgage, if the rates doubled, then your ability to afford a house would go down by about a couple $100,000.
That's right.
With where rates are right now, you can afford so much more home than if the rates were at 7. Mm-hmm. And so 3% higher on a $480,000 loan. Just 3% higher would be $1,200 more a month. $1,200 more.
That's a lot.
And that is affording $200,000 less house. So, worth where rates are right now, that person might be able to afford themselves a $450,000 house.
There you go.
And so that's just me ballparking it out there for you, giving you some idea of what you can afford. And they might be able to get in a $450,000 house, get their down payment in there. They're going to need 5%. That's a 5%. They have $20,000 down. They would need 3% down for a first-time home buyer. Okay, 3% down, $400,000, $450,000. That's going to be right around that $20,000 that they have. You don't have to buy that much house.
Right.
Ideally, you want to max out. You're taking all this money out of your income.
Yeah, you don't want to max out what they approve for necessarily.
But it would be nice if you can get yourself a home that you can afford off of one income. You can buy a lot of house in the DFW area for $450,000.
Yeah.
But just take that, they might be able to get themselves into a $350,000 house, get a nice payment in there, $2,500. You can get a nice house for that in DFW. So there's some good options for this person that texted us. Thank you for your text. We have more text open at 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. Good morning. This will be my first time buying a home. I am 23 years old, currently making $70,000 annually. My credit score is 760. I really want to be serious about looking for a home in about 6 months. What should my steps be? I currently have around $6,000 saved up.
Now, this text has come through 3 times, Tress, over the last 3 months. It's the same text.
Well, then let's explain why we didn't answer it. The first time was over the holiday weekend, and we did a rerun. And the second time, we didn't get to get to their
text. So they've
the
texted
air.
Us and we haven't answered their question.
But now we're going to answer it.
This person, I like this person.
They're persistent.
They're not only persistent, they're patient.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite persons. I didn't realize that. So sometimes we also get texts at the end of the hour and we can't get to it, right?
Yeah, and that was the reason we didn't get
so
to it.
So we've never answered this person's text. They're first time buying home. They're 23. This person is one of those people you need to be afraid of because they're 23 and they're already planning on buying a house.
Which right? is awesome.
So this person has their stuff together. I better have they have their W-2s ready to go. They make $70,000 at 23. That means that person got a great job and is doing a great job. So $70,000 for all of you people at home is just under $6,000 a month. This person could probably afford a couple thousand dollars a month on our home payment. They can probably get themselves into a $300,000 home loan, a $300,000 loan, and get a payment somewhere around $2,000 a month with the current. That would be with taxes, insurance. That would be with their interest and their mortgage payment. And so I'm trying to be conservative for most of you out there. So if you got yourself a $300,000 home, you should be able to get in for under $2,000 a month with where rates currently are on mortgages. So that person's got a great opportunity. Now, what is the job? They said they're looking for a home in 6 months. Well, that first time they sent that text was back in November. So they're only 4 months away. Time is running out.
I suggest they call in to our purchase team, and they'll get your information and see what you qualify for, and they can put it in writing as to what you qualify for and answer all your questions.
Because here's the deal. In October of 2018, we split our team, our sales team, our loan officers. They were taking home equity loans and home purchase loans and refinance loans. And we said, listen, we're going to divide you all up. Some of you will work all purchase loans. The rest of you will work refinance loans. And so the purchase people work on purchase loans all day long. And purchase loans are important because you need to get that loan closed on time. You need to get yourself into that home with that realtor, with that buyer, and everybody that's involved wants that to close on time. So it's good that we have teams of processors and loan officers that are working on nothing but purchases. That's why you call our home purchase team. That combined with our rates are anywhere from 0.25% to 0.5% better than 90% of the industry. Someone's going to sneak in a low rate here or there, and we're going to match it. But we intend to have the lowest rates around on your home purchase. So call us. We'll see, find out where we are, and we'll make sure that we beat it. If we're not, sometimes there's outliers out there.
Kevin, we also have, as you know, a great process of getting people pre-approved ahead of time.
It's our fast-track purchase program. You're going to call us. We're going to get your information before you get a contract, before you have an address, and we're going to fully verify your income. We're going to make sure that you're fully approved through an underwriter. So we're going to take you through that process, take you through the steps, make sure you get all your paperwork together. Because when you get a contract, you can close in as fast as 10 days. Because we got to order an appraisal, a survey. You need to get some homeowner's insurance. And you should be ready to go. You should already have your down payment ready to go. Because we've told you how much you're going to need for the home you're trying to buy. We're going to verify you have it. And it's already there. That's one of the most important things. People sometimes say, well, I'm going to put a contract in a house, and then I'll go find my down payment. Bad plan, Stan.
Very bad plan.
Yeah. You want to make sure that you have – we have to make sure that that money's ready to go because a lot of people are waiting. There's moving vans waiting, and you currently have a lease, and the other person's trying to sell their house, and they have a family and with kids with boogers that are trying to get into a new school. And then it takes time to get that stuff. You know, you got to get this all – put together on time. Tress?
I think all kids have boogers, yeah.
All kids have boogers. It's one of my philosophical
What else should we talk about this morning?
They read my philosophy. What else do you want to talk about this morning? Oh, hi, Bob.
Besides that.
Well, we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. If you want to know if you can refinance, let us know what your current payment is, your current rate is, your current amount you owe on your house, and what your home value is worth. We'll let you know if you can refinance now and how much money you can save. Hey, with 15-year loans down at 2.875, texaslending.com, rah, rah. With a point origination, you can get in right now at texaslending.com with a 15-year with 1 point origination. Your APR is going to be below 3.2 for most of you, as long as you have a great credit score. Call it a 740. As long as you have some equity in your house, you're going to have a different APR depending on what your – hey, depending on how much you – your APR will – you can all have the same rate, but your APR will change based on if you owe – 180 on your house, another person owes 200 on their house. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, your rate's going to be higher if your loan's down below 200. Well, let's call it below 180. But I'm going to tell you this. If you have a $185,000 loan right now and you got enough equity to refinance and you have a 740 score and you put in your closing costs and 1 point origination, you too might be able to get a 15-year fixed at 2.875 with TexasLending.com. Your competitor is going to be at 3.3 and a quarter, 3.3, 3.1. Save money. Call TexasLending.com. Tress.
Break.
No. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go to break. I'm going to – what kind of questions do we have coming up?
Oh, well, we're going to answer somebody's question. We're going to answer somebody's question about refinancing.
Okay. We have I have a question. They have one in there about refinancing.
We do.
I see some more. We have some more questions coming.
We do.
Get your question in line at 972-387-4600. We're going to come back and answer them on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Hi, Tress.
Hi,
Bob. We have text. We have a bunch of them coming in. Get your text in line at 972-387-4600 or call a loan officer right now. They're ready to take your call. What a great day to do it. It's Saturday.
Yes.
Always a great day to get your home loans done with the most interesting people in the world, the mortgage people. I think mortgages, Tress, they're kind of like coffee.
Really? Like strong coffee?
Ooh, I mean, because mortgages, you know, some people – they got to take a deep breath before they call a mortgage company. They get really anxious. They get nervous.
Hey, we put people at ease. They can.
We put people. Well, that's one of our things. We've always have put people at ease. We've always been
like coffee.
Well, mortgages. You know, it's a 30-year deal. So why be anxious right now? I mean, you're going to be having the thing for 30 years. It's like why get nervous in the first mile of a marathon, right, Tress?
Well,
why get nervous when you have 26 miles to go?
And Kevin, by being totally honest and open with people and answering all of their questions, it really does put them at ease. About
Bob used to work for a company before he came here, and
that's right.
I turned him into the mortgage person he is today.
I thank you for that, Kevin. I really do.
But how is it like coffee? I'm still waiting
sometimes,
for that.
Well, sometimes like. Mortgages aren't the most exciting thing, you know. Like coffee, sometimes if you just drink coffee, like I drink my coffee black. I don't have anything in my coffee.
You drink Folgers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Just asking.
Is Folgers not real coffee? You're going to tell me that? You're going to say that it's not?
Some people would say that.
Are you a snobby coffee person?
I don't drink coffee, but I know lots of people who do, and there are lots of people, you know, there are coffee snobs, and
I'm not a snob at all.
They turn their nose up to Folgers.
No, well, the thing
it's
is,
coffee.
It's just that's the stuff that we have coming into the company because someone in our office supplies company, they went out and they got the coffee.
Yeah.
So it might not even be Folgers. I don't even know. but I am, you know, I'm not very discerning on that.
Yeah.
So anyway, but mortgages are, some people are very discerning in their coffee and some people are very discerning in their mortgages. Sometimes you need a little something extra with it. TexasLending.com, we have Bob Bolt with your mortgage. You can call him for your home loan. Bob.
He's the Baileys of coffee.
Yes.
With coffee.
Yes.
With coffee.
The Bob Chaser.
Our rates are so good. They're hot stuff.
Really? Is that what it is?
Coffee's hot.
Yeah, but you won't burn yourself and have to sue us because
right.
of the... Like at McDonald's.
Thank you.
Okay, we have questions. Tress, start questioning us, and we'll answer them.
I don't want to ask you my questions.
You don't want to?
Scary.
You're afraid of the answers we're going to give?
Yes.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
All right.
She's figured me out finally. After 6 years in the air, she's figured me out.
Okay, here we go. Rate 4.5%. They owe $107,700. Their home value is $220,000. Can I refinance?
Okay, so here's the deal. They didn't tell us their credit score. I'm assuming it's nice. Okay. 4.5 rate. is that person out there in the DFW land, the Texas land, the mortgage verse. And if you're out there and you have a 4.5, many of you can save hundreds every month. This person just happens to have a $107,000 loan they still owe money on. If you can save 1% on your interest rate on $120,000 of loan, you'll save $100 a month in interest. I said it one more time.
That's
if you have a $120,000 loan, 1% lower rate is $100 less in interest. If you have a $240,000 loan, 1% will save you double that, $200 a month. If you have a $480,000 loan, which is still a conventional loan, it's not jumbo anymore, then 1% will save you $400 a month. This person's at 4.5%. If they can save 1% on their rate, they might save $100 a month. However, their loan is only $107,000. On a loan of that size, their rate might be a little bit higher. Their rate's going to be higher than someone that has a $200,000 loan. And so that they might not find that low 2.875 15-year mortgage. Their rate might be closer to 3.25 or something like that. Do they want to go to a 15-year mortgage? Because if they went to a 30-year mortgage, they're not going to, because their loan size isn't that great.
Yeah.
When I mean great in terms of size, it's not a great. It's not $450,000 is greater than $100,000. And so being $107,000, they have to save over 1% to save $100 a month on their interest payments. They do have $220,000 home value. There's a lot of equity there if they wanted to take cash out and pay off some debts. If they have 23% credit cards and 25% credit cards, yes, they can save a ton of money. Because reducing those interest rates on those credit cards from 20-25% and getting those down to rates low, similar or lower than they have right now in their mortgage, that might be able to save a bunch of money. I'm just saying that $107,000 loan, your rates are typically about 0.25% higher than what they would find if they had a $200,000 loan.
Kevin, at that amount that they own and the value of the house, they could possibly get a cash-out loan where the loan amount could be very close to $175,000.
Yeah. I mean, they have equity there. There's obviously opportunities to get $65,000 out in equity if they wanted to get some equity out and refinance and lower their rate. They might be able to get a lower rate and pay off debts and maybe go to a 25-year mortgage or something like that. And there's all kinds of opportunities out there. Let's look at the next question, Tress.
All right. How much will I save on a home refinance? I owe $391,000. Current interest rate is 4.75. I have a 30-year fixed. My home value is approximately $460,000. My credit score is between 605 and 618 due to credit utilization.
So for everyone's knowledge at home, credit utilization means they have maxed out their credit cards. I'm guessing that's what they said. They used that word, credit utilization. They're using their credit. When you use credit, you can have a low credit. You can pay your credit on time and have a 600 score because you've maxed it out. Now, that person doesn't have enough equity to pay off debts. They have $70,000 of equity, but it's not quite 20% yet. So they're probably paying PMI on their mortgage. They're at 4.75. They can refinance that, but their credit score is so low that it's not going to be great. If they're in a FHA loan, because FHA loans go to that loan amount, they might be able to get that rate from 4.75 down to 3.75. 1% lower rate on that loan amount is going to save that person over $300 a month in interest. I don't know what they're paying in PMI. That person with that 600 score may still qualify for an FHA refinance. But their rate might be 3.75, 4%, somewhere in there. Once you get down under a 640 score at FHA, the rates start going up as well. So some of these last two, one, they had a lower loan amount. This person has a lower credit score. If they squeeze that credit score up into the 640s or higher, yeah, they're going to be able to save over $300 a month with the refinance.
Absolutely.
By taking, and might even want to take it to a 25-year or a 20-year loan and maybe shave off a few years off that thing. So next.
Right. Here we go. Cashback refinance for home improvements. I bring home $4,000 a month. My score is 630. They say low, I know. I owe $116,000. Wife is an agent, says we can sell for $180,000 in 2 weeks if we put it on the market. 9% interest, too.
Man, I'll tell you what. I don't. They say they want cash out, so it's they owe 116, but it doesn't say what their home value is worth, right? They say they can sell it for 180.
They say 180.
Okay, so 80% of 180 is $144,000, and so they have about $28,000 remaining that they could potentially get cash out. $28,000. Now, if they sold it, they can get all that money and put 3% down on a new FHA house. When they can get a new loan on FHA, and man, if they that 630 score, if they get that up just a little bit, so you can get an FHA with a 630 score. You can get a pretty decent rate on it. They can probably get a rate below 4% with a 630 score on an FHA loan with TexasLending.com. If they could sell their home for 180, they're going to clear a whole lot of money. They're going to clear 60-some thousand. Well, they got to pay a realtor, right? So they're going to clear some money there, and they can put 3.5% down into a new home and keep the rest to pay off their remaining debts. They do have $28,000. I said to, if they wanted to get cash out, between what they currently owe and the cash out limit of 80% of 180. So I don't know if $28,000 could probably save them $500 or $600 a month, depending on what debts they're paying off. They could probably save $600 a month in payments from those credit cards by getting into a mortgage. That 630 score, they can still get cash out. The rate's going to be about, I'm going to say, 0.375% higher than it would be if they had a 680 score. Once you get under 680 in a cash out in Texas, your interest rates go up. It's passed along through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. The end suppliers, the people that ultimately will own the loan will be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Their servicers will service them. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will be the ultimate end buyers of these loans. So they pass along charges for low credit scores. And when you get those credit scores down around 630 on a cash out, then the scores are a little bit higher. You know this, though. If they did get that debt paid off and it lowered their credit score and it raised their credit scores, and a year from now, they might be able to refinance that to an even lower rate, because after 12 months being in a cash-out refinance, you can get the lowest conventional rates available in the street. So some people are listening right now, and they have a conventional cash-out from last year. We might be able to refinance that now. We were talking about the 2.875 on a 15-year refinance with a point origination. It's possible for you. Tress.
Kevin, we have to go to a break, but get your text in, 972-387-4600, so we can answer it in our lightning round.
And also, call our office. We have loan officers here now, right now, and after the show. If you want to listen for the rest of the show, do that, and then call right after the show, and then we have a live person. We'll always answer your phone call here at TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com. We're coming back for more fun on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, sharing with you all the joy of mortgages with Bob Bolt, Tress Collins, and me, Kevin Miller. We are in lightning round. That means we have 7 minutes to get all your questions answered, and we have over seven questions. So in the meantime, Bubba's shouting out to us from Fort Lauderdale. He's usually on the show. Bob Bolt is checking in for Bubba today. But Bubba will be back, and there's some more bees if we can alliterate. for you. Tress, let's go.
Here we go. On an FHA loan, is there any way to get out of forever mortgage insurance, or is my only choice to refinance?
There's a couple ways. One, you can call your congressperson, because Congress is the one, HUD is the one that came out, and they used to have it where your FHA mortgage insurance would go away after 11 years. And then they changed the rules a few years ago. And now this, if you get a 30-year FHA loan with 3.5% down, it's forever insurance. You got to refinance out of it. It's the only way it's going to go away.
So 10% down?
I think it's one way that HUD wants you. They want to get people into houses. But once you don't need an FHA loan anymore, they kind of want you to refinance into a conventional loan. So it's helped. It's there to help people get in houses. So you can refinance into a conventional loan. Out of the FHA, that's the only way you're going to get rid of forever FHA insurance. If you had put 10% down or more, your FHA insurance could have lasted for 11 years. It could have gone away after 11 years. And it used to be it could go away after 5 years. I messed that up. That's currently where if you put 10% down, it can go away after 11 years. But if you, in the old days, it used to be you had to have it for at least 5 years, and then once you had enough equity in the house, it would go away. But you got to refinance now. You got to refinance, see if you can refinance into a conventional loan. But FHA rates have dropped in the last year. If you're sitting at 4.75 or 5.5, you might be able to get that in the mid to low threes.
All right, here we go. 780 credit score, $569,000 house purchased in April of 2019. Put $120,000 down. Financed $449,000 at 4.125% at 30 years. $3,400 month payment. What refinance options do I have, and what could it do for us? We are in a 30-year mortgage, combined income of $225,000.
Okay, so they have enough income. They're in a 30-year at 4.125%. They have a $449,000 loan. For 1% interest savings, they will save $350 a month in interest. What would their options be? They're in the 30-year. They might be able to go to a 15-year and get that thing down with no points. That thing's going to be right around 3% on that loan amount.
With about, what, 3.4 APR, 3.3?
The APR in a 15-year that'd be right around 3.2.
Okay.
3.2, because there's no points necessary. If you want to pay a point, you can get into the upper twos with that loan amount, with that equity position that they have. And so they can go to that 15-year. If they want to look at a 20-year, they might be able to get that thing down around in the low threes, you know?
Yeah.
And so, listen, if they save 1%, they can save $350 a month. Let's say they only save 0.75%, but still save themselves $250 a month. That's all going. That's $3,000 a year right now. That's just going to the bank.
Yeah.
They can use that savings. I mean that can buy you half of a parking spot a mile and a half from Cowboy Stadium.
Or a cup of Folgers coffee.
Season's tickets. Yeah. But that's a lot of money. $250 a month. If there are options for them. Call Bob here after the show, or call now 972-387-4600. Trust.
How quick after getting a loan can I refinance? At 4.5 now, and my credit score has gone from 622 to 660. I have a $155,000 loan.
Yeah. So I don't know if they have a FHA or conventional. They can refinance immediately after they get into a home. If they have a VA loan, though, sometimes they have to wait 6 months to refinance out of a VA loan because of some VA rules. Yes.
If they refinance less than 12 months ago, they may have to wait the full 12 months.
It depends. It depends. Well, we have had someone who refinanced 5 times in 5 years, and we turned them down because they were refinancing one every 3 months. As soon as they could refinance to a lower rate by 0.8%, they were doing it. And they had refinanced with 6 different companies. So we're not there's no benefit in us doing the loan for you because you're going to refinance in 6 months. So,
yeah.
But that person right there, 4.5, we got to look at some more things for them. There is an opportunity to save a bunch of money with us at TexasSunny.com. Trust.
Okay, I think we have time for one more. FHA loan, 5.35%, about $192,000. Value around $200,000. Mortgage is $1,626 a month. Trying to lower my payment and get rid of credit card debt.
Okay, they can't get rid of the credit card debt because the value is $200 and they owe $190. But they might be able to get a zero closing cost refinance and get that thing dropped significantly right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely call us right now. That 5.35%. They might be able to save 1.5% on their interest rate right now.
Yep.
And on that loan amount, they might save 1% on 190 is 150, so 1.5% can be $200 a month on interest savings.
And their credit score is okay for all that?
Well, if that's your score, I don't know. That's credit karma. That's not real.
Yeah.
That's not what mortgage companies use. We don't use credit karma scores. Their scores, if they can get that, if their scores are in the 600s, yeah, they might be able to get themselves 1.5% interest savings right now.
Okay. Do you want to squeeze? Can we squeeze?
Squeeze
one more
it. See what you got.
All right. Can I refinance my house for $240,000
on
a house worth $300,000? Currently, do not have flooring due to foundation repairs starting next week. Credit score of 700 with a rate of 4.25%.
They're getting foundation fixed next week. Get your foundation fixed. Get it done. Once it's done, you get carpet back in. Yes, they're at 4.25. They might be able to get that thing refinanced and save some money with TexasSunny.com right now. Call us 972-387-4600. Hey, the show's coming to an end, but you can also apply online right now. Our loan officers will call you back at the speed of light, 972-387-4600. We'll see you all next week at the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Thanks for listening. Enjoy yourselves and be safe. From TexasSunny.com, for Trust, for Bob Bolt, I'm Kevin Miller. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.